With that, let's go to the psalm. So Psalm 84, that's where we are this morning and reading through the Bible in a year. Spurgeon wrote that David wrote the psalm. Spurgeon stated that it exhales to us a Davidic perfume. Whoa, I'll get this. It smells like David wrote it, is what he's saying. There's controversy on who wrote it, but Spurgeon says it smells like David, okay? And it's called the Pearl of the Psalms. It's most sweet of all the Psalms. It was written to the sons of Korah when David was driven out of the land by Absalom. Matthew Henry recites, "In an evil world, we can still enjoy the presence of the living God." Is that true?
Yeah.
Are we noticing that right now more than ever? I certainly am. Adam Clark's commentary says, "For the Lord God is a sun and a shield."
Yes.
"To illuminate, to invigorate, to warm, to protect and defend all such as prefer him and his worship to everything the earth can produce." I'm treasuring his worship these days, aren't you?
Yes.
The Passion, reading from verses 9 through 12. "God, your wraparound presence is our defense. In your kindness, look upon the faces of your anointed ones. For just one day of intimacy with you is like 1,000 days of joys rolled into one. I'd rather stand at the threshold in front of the Gate Beautiful, ready to go in and worship my God, than to live my life without you in the most beautiful palace of the wicked. For the Lord God is brighter than the brilliance of a sunshine, wrapping himself around me like a shield. He is so generous with his gifts of grace and glory. Those who walk along his paths with integrity will never lack one thing they need." Oh, God, you provide it all for us. He provides it all. Oh, Lord of heaven's armies, what euphoria fills those who forever trust in you. We have a God that we are sure of, and we can trust in him, and we're looking to him. And yes, I'd spend one day of intimacy with you, Lord, against anything that the world can give. Amen. When we're with him, something happens and we get transformed inside. And when we're with him and worshiping him, all of a sudden those doom and gloom, doomy thoughts in our minds, they just flee, they disappear. And Jesus is what we see. We look into his face and behold him and his glory and his grace and his kindness to us. Let's stand this morning and let's say it together from another translation. Let's say it from the Message translation. God of the angel armies, listen. O God of Jacob, open your ears. I'm praying. Look at our shields glistening in the sun, our faces shining with your gracious anointing. One day spent in your house, this beautiful place of worship beats thousands spent on Greek island beaches. I'd rather scrub floors in the house of my God than be honored as a guest in the palace of sin. All sunshine and sovereign is God, generous in gifts and glory. He doesn't scrimp with his traveling companions. It's smooth sailing all the way with the God of the angel armies. It's smooth sailing all the way with the God of the angel armies. Hey, that's who we're worshiping this morning.